Welcome back to TIT.
Today we have a riveting set of cases that you're not going to want to miss. We have solved the case of who watches this.
We did. Actually, we got a lot of positive comments on the last episode.
Many positive comments saying, please, continue doing this. I like this better than the regular show. Mm-hmm. But we determined that to be a lie.
We did. Because there's not a lot of positive viewership.
Yes.
Just positive comments.
Positive comments.
Which we love.
Yes.
So keep leaving those.
Thank you.
Also, view it.
Yes. View it.
Buick.
It's a kink.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We fucking solved it. Welcome to the CMG investigation team.
So, we have a lot of gray cases today.
We do.
And this first one here, why don't you read this? This is a very, very interesting one. This involves, it's actually kind of piggybacks off our the flight conversation we were having a few episodes ago.
Yes.
Of the normal show.
Yes.
Do you want to read this?
It's the mysterious case of the D.B. Cooper disappearance. And for those unfamiliar, D.B. does not stand for duck butter. Duck butter cooter is what they called my sister.
That's what I call her.
I wouldn't know. That's just a rumor I heard from her husband who she killed.
Maybe we should get into that case.
It's solved. She's in prison for life. Stabbed him right in his penis. Cut it right down the middle like a hot dog. It filled
not
with
quite,
blood.
Not quite to the bottom.
Not quite
so
to the bottom.
Split open nicely.
When she
filled
split
it with sauerkraut.
When she spilled it down the middle, a bunch of blood filled it, and she says, how does it feel to have ketchup in your cooter? Mm. And he passed out
that
and he died.
Gross. That was gross.
Yeah. Well, God forbid she ever gets out. You're next.
Me?
No. Just someone. You. Proverbial. The D.B. Cooper hijack is a... You know, that's what they used to call it.
What?
It wasn't the Mile High Club. It was the hijack club. But then this guy happened and they had to change it. D.B. Cooper hijacked a plane. Let me tell you how he did it. A day before Thanksgiving in 1971, a man calling himself Dan Cooper boarded Northwest Airlines flight number 305 in Portland, bound for Seattle. He was wearing a dark suit and a black tie. While in the air, he opened his briefcase, showing a bomb to the flight attendant, and hijacked the plane. The plane landed in Seattle, where he demanded $200,000 in cash, 4 parachutes, and food for the crew before releasing all the passengers. With only 3 pilots and 1 flight attendant left on board, they took off from Seattle with the marked bills, heading south while it was dark and lightly raining. In the 45 minutes after takeoff, Cooper sent the flight attendant to the cockpit while donning the parachute, tied the bank bag full of $20 bills to himself, lowered the rear stairs, and somewhere north of Portland jumped into the night. When the plane landed with the stairs down, they found the 2 remaining parachutes and, on the seat Cooper was sitting in, a black tie. Jets, a helicopter, and a C-130 aircraft had been scrambled from the Closet Air Force Base.
The closest.
Closet Air Force Base. Because remember, the Air Force is gay.
That's the Navy.
No. The Navy is gay as well. That's just what men in service tell me. That's what the guys kissing each other in the army told me. They scrambled a C-130, a helicopter, and jets from the closest Air Force base to follow Cooper's plane, and when they couldn't find his plane, they shot up his house. Oh, wow. The military was called in days after the hijacking, and approximately 1,000 troops, come on, man, this guy's not that cool, searched for the suspected jump zone on foot and in helicopters. The SR-71, this is a lie.
Super secret spy plane was sent in to photograph the entire flight path, but no sign of D.B. Cooper was ever discovered. I like his name's Dan, but he goes by D.B. Like, it's harder to say than Dan.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Dan is formal. D.B. is for the boys.
Yeah. Dan. Dan boy.
Yeah. Dan boy.
It's Dan boys. Yeah. Cooper.
Yeah.
9 years later, in 1980, just north of Portland on the Columbia River.
Cooper. It's Dan boys. Cooper.
Yeah. It's Dan boys. Good to meet you. Cooper, by the way. A young boy was digging a fire pit in the sand at a place called Tina Bar. He uncovered three bundles of cash a couple inches below the surface. There was a total of $5,800. The Cooper serial numbers matched, and the first evidence since 1971 came to light. However, the man himself and his true identity remain a mystery to this day. He was buried just beside the cash. He just buried himself.
Yeah, he died next to the money. His shoe did not pull. Yeah, he just fucking...
He went into the ground. Three feet deep into the
Soil. Yeah, like a cartoon.
Yeah. The FBI closed its case on Cooper in 2009 without ever having solved it. Luckily, Tid is here to reopen the case.
Who was D.B. Cooper? Why take on a crime of this magnitude? Where did he end up? Did he survive the jump? Well, let's get one thing straight. In 1971, there is no TSA.
Is there not? No, there's not. You're right.
Not the way we got it.
Yeah, that's true. Those motherfuckers just walked onto the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Secondly,
damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
If you wanted to bring a bomb on a plane, you could just do it.
Well, what's even funnier then is I don't think there was a ton of general knowledge. Because remember, that was like a big thing. That was a big deal with Google.
What?
You can search how to make a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That was.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So that dude could have just walked on there with a briefcase with an alarm clock in it.
Oh, you're saying it wasn't even a real bomb? It probably was not.
No.
No. Yeah.
That's such a hilarious, like, cartoonish way to be like, ah!
Yeah. Just like a bundle of fucking TNT.
Yeah.
You know, just a bunch of red candles strapped together with a bunch of straps.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah!
And they're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
This is a nuclear bomb.
Yeah. Oh, heavens. Is that a nuclear bomb?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's how we did. Actually, this is definitely
the coolest case that we've reviewed thus far.
Yeah.
Like, D.B. Cooper is kind of, you can see why his name is D.B. He's a fucking legend.
Yeah.
A legend. This guy let all the passengers off the plane. He endangered nobody.
Yeah.
Everyone survived. Yeah. And he was never found.
Dick Big Cooper.
And who did he rob? The airline? That's awesome.
Yeah.
They landed in Seattle and he demanded $200,000 in cash. So where did the cash come from?
That's when airlines kept cash in the airport. That's when they took your money without shame.
Yeah, it's true, actually. People used to buy tickets with cash.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he robbed an airline, something that we all hate.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Especially fucking Northwest.
Yeah.
What is that even?
Yeah.
If it's anything like Southwest, it sucks.
Did they just
used to name these based on the direction they went?
That's what I was thinking when I was reading it.
Yeah, I guess, right? There's one for each fucking way. No, we don't go south. We don't. Once our planes land, we don't go back.
Yeah. Everything was like a cartoon then.
Yeah.
I think I'll take the East-West plane.
The East-West.
Well, it goes back and
the
forth.
The Eastern West plane.
The Eastern West and back west again. Yeah. So that's how he did it.
It's just an awesome crime. I can't believe he got away with it.
Yeah.
And then as if it wasn't cool enough, he dipped on a parachute into the night and probably died, honestly. Like, all things considered, he probably fucking died.
Yeah, let's
Which is the coolest part of it all.
Would Do you think it was possible for someone to be good at skydiving back then?
Yeah, no, probably not. I mean, the TNT was fake. His parachute was probably fake too, you know?
Did he take the briefcase with him?
Yeah, he did. No, he taped the bills to himself. What do you mean, the briefcase?
Did
with
he
the
leave
bomb?
The bomb?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't have good reading comprehension. I'm struggling to remember who did this.
D.B. Cooper.
Dick Big Cooper, right.
Dick Big, exactly.
Dick Big Cooper.
Is that his sketch? And he was wearing those sunglasses.
That just looks like every white guy before 62.
Yeah, it really does.
This could be a CIA agent. This could have been your father.
Yeah.
This could have been a mechanic.
Agent Smith.
Yeah. Wait, can you look up when skydiving was invented?
He probably fucking invented it. They'd probably never seen someone jump out of a plane before.
Actually, I think the Japanese invented it, but...
There's a lot of theories that he was, like, ex-military because of the way he requested certain types of parachutes, and there's been over a few hundred suspects. And
oh, yeah, actually, yeah, what am I talking about, dude? Paratroopers?
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We definitely had some of that in...
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
In Dub-Dub, too.
Yeah. But he invented... We parachuting can, out of a crime.
We can claim Dub on World War II because we're Canadian.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I mean, this is... So, what are
oh,
we...
Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Hold on, hold on, hold on. We have more details. Was Cooper an experienced skydiver? He requested front and back parachutes. Oh, this guy's a hoe.
He wanted to be sandwiched by parachutes.
Oh, this guy.
I want to be the meat in a parachute sandwich.
This guy's a little freak.
Yeah. I'm a little piece of deli meat.
Oh, I want to get it blown out from the front and the back.
Okay. Smush me.
He requested front and back parachutes.
I'm a little panini.
He turned down and I'm a paranini.
Nice.
He turned down instructions on how to use the parachute. Equals experience. Look at this analysis right here. He requested front and back parachutes. Novice. He turned down instructions on how to use the parachute. Experienced. He picked up the non-steerable military parachute.
Novice.
The military chute could better withstand the exit speed of the plane.
Experienced.
He put the parachute on like he knew what he was doing. Experienced. He took the reserve chute that was sewn, closed, and non-functional.
Equals novice.
Debate factor.
And then he fell to his death. Novice.
Oh. Expert.
Expert. He died expertly.
Expertly death.
Did Cooper die in the jump? It is a huge public debate if Cooper died in the jump or not. Experience.
A huge public debate as of when?
Yeah. On what forums? Yeah. You know, who's...
Maybe in 1971, that was the news for like 4 months.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
They didn't have shit going on besides, you know...
Families around the dinner table. I think he died!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear about those men taking acid and fucking each other in the park?
Experienced skydivers say he would have died if it was his first jump, but if he was an expert, no problem.
Okay.
One experienced parachute...
Wait, hold on. What an analysis.
Yeah, seriously.
If he's never done it before, he probably would have died, but if he knew what he was doing.
If he didn't pull the chute, chances are he died. If he pulled the chute, though, chances are he probably lived.
If he's done this before, chances are he was good.
Yeah. One experienced parachutist. Is that what they're called? Parachutist? Anyways, the cold weather may or may not have killed him in the woods, even if he landed okay. That would suck. Oh my God, dude. You pull off this incredible heist, and then you just slowly freeze to death?
Like, oh, it's minus 10.
This shit sucks ass. You just die like that?
Yeah. Damn.
Damn. Damn. No body or parachute was found.
Okay, let's look at this then. The Tenabar money, Tenabar.
So why would he have buried $5,800?
Well, it was discovered 20 miles away from the town of Ariel, Washington, where the drop zone analysis completed. That's where they said he jumped. So in order to get the money onto Tenabar, several theories are in play. First is the Washougal washdown theory. based on the idea that the money had to wash, had to wash first down smaller rivers. Okay, so the topography is that for this money to have ended up where it was discovered.
Yeah.
To get there, I guess, it would have been a lot. Just a bag of money going down a bunch of small rivers and not one person.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the national population of America in 1971? Let's think about that.
Why?
Because if there's less people, could have got away with more.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The total population of the United States in 1971 was about
207 million.
207 million. Can you divide 207 million by 50 states? We're just doing an average.
Damn, this is really some tit math right now.
This is just some like general.
Okay. Yeah, but this is not going to represent like northern Portland.
No, but
it's a pretty rural area.
I'm just saying, on average, if you got 4 million people ish per state.
Okay.
Think about how congested LA is. Yeah. And we got like, I don't know, 60 million people living here.
In LA?
No, it's like 6.
Is it?
It's something.
Oh, that's like 3.
No, it's higher. It's
higher. Oh, is it? Oh, you're thinking greater Los it's Angeles close to like area.
9, greater. Yeah.
Greater is 9?
Something like that.
It's 4. Oh, that's Portland. So what are you saying? Like someone would have noticed that bag of money.
Well, they're saying so I'm reasoning that it's actually feasible something wild like that could happen because there just simply were not enough people nutted out.
Yeah.
And just around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to go, money!
Yeah, yeah. No, so. But the crazier thing is him landing, getting near a car or something, getting in the car,
yeah.
Driving somewhere to safety with a massive bag of money,
yeah.
$200K, and $20 bills, too. Is that what they said? That's a pretty crucial detail.
But
that's not $100. That's not...
It was strapped to his chest.
$200K and $20 bills would be a massive bag.
Yeah, true.
So how did he get, did he have a car stashed? Did he know where he was going to jump?
If this dude is ex-military paratrooper, yeah.
Yeah.
He can get to, this dude can eat crickets and bugs and sticks and know where to get. He solved, dude.
So what?
Solved.
What are we solving, though? This is, like, was this the coolest crime ever? Yes.
Yeah.
Solved.
Yeah.
Who was D.B. Cooper, the man? Why take on a crime of this magnitude?
Because he could. Because
he could, and it's fucking awesome. Where did he end up? He's free. Did he survive the jump?
Yes.
No, he didn't. He died.
Can you look up an SR-71 real quick?
Case solved.
Can I just make sure I'm thinking of the right plane? Can you pull up an SR-71? Yeah, they broke out one of these.
Yeah, which... Incredible.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
That costs.
They actually called Batman to come figure out.
Yeah, seriously.
This stupid ass shit.
And he left a little cash for someone to find years later.
That's just nice.
Like, I think he felt bad about how expensive this was to taxpayers, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the Anarchist Cookbook. First published in 1971.
Is a book containing instructions for the manufacture. Oh, my God.
Huh.
That was published in 1971? How many months before this?
That's actually really interesting.
Wait, did you just put that together?
Yeah.
Maybe you should join us on here, Luke. That's better detective work than we've done all season. Damn. So, I mean,
It came out in January. Yeah, dude.
There was a lot of like...
New year, new bomb.
Yeah. There was also a lot of controversy over this book, right?
Yes.
So, like, he probably didn't even build the bomb. He just knew that everyone was talking about the fact that there's a bomb recipe out there now.
So he's pulled capitalizing
up and was like, I did it!
Yeah.
Like, he did it! He definitely did it!
Everyone with fucking just shit-ass education just... Just reading all those chemicals, like, I have no idea what this does.
Yeah.
I thought cocaine fixed everything. Actually, was education decent in the 70s?
Yeah.
Is that when baby boomers went to college and then they all got rich and then they were like, College should be $1 million now.
Mm-hmm. By the way, DB Cooper, there's a chance he's still alive. I just want to put this out there. If you'd like to come on the show,
yeah, I think
the statute of limitations is well over. So, if you want to discuss this, we'd love to break that story.
Actually, DB Cooper is a psyop, and he was the beginning of the Patriot Act.
Oh,
he was the precursor to 9/11.
Yeah. I see. Yeah.
So he's actually a CIA agent, and from doing this episode, we're actually going to get shot in our sleep.
So maybe we don't want him on the show.
I think we still want him on the show.
Okay, yeah. He comes in with a bomb.
Yeah. just like I did in the old days.
All right, now you fuckers, give me all these cameras.
Give me all these cameras, huh?
Okay, next up, we have this story. It's called The Death of Henry Snyder. Chem professor Henry Snyder was discovered dead in a Bryce Hall laboratory. Bryce Hall. The plot thickens.
Josh Richards then disposed of the body behind the back of the Hype House. Who's a girl from the Hype House?
Yeah.
I don't know any.
Fucking Charlie D'Amelio, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie and Dixie were then found pouring cyanide all over the remains. They said, "Our father has barrels we can put the bones in."
Damn.
Then Mr. D'Amelio showed up with a giant barrel, shoving the bones in like a madman. He said, "Ah, tape this thing fucking good." He threw it in the back of a brand new Rivian, a sponsored model. It's actually the D'Amelio model, which is set to release in 2025. He drove out to the LA River. There were many, many witnesses, but he said, "Get the fuck out of my way."
Anyway, is this the guy in the truck that drove through the flower festival too?
Yes.
That guy kind of looks like
their dad,
Mark D'Amelio, or whatever.
That's how he's getting off.
Yeah.
The case.
Yeah. Is that him?
I missed a D'Amelio. Oh, so sorry.
Oh my God, my daughter's a huge fan of your daughters.
No. Let's get to the real case.
Professor of chemistry Henry Snyder became one of University of Miami's most popular faculty members. Professor Snyder owed his notoriety in no small part to his wife, Minnie. Minnie was his total opposite, a slender, seductive woman who delighted in exotic dress and fancied herself a great singer. To display Minnie's talents to the fullest, the Snyders hit upon the device of the lecture recital, in which a lecture by the professor would be followed by a musical performance by his wife. Minnie also performed her classical repertoire without her husband, sometimes accompanied by her own band. In August 1989, Henry Snyder fell ill with what was called
1898, dude.
What did I say?
1989.
Yeah, sorry. 1898.
That's a big ass difference.
It really is. Yeah, I don't know if a lecture recital would work in 1998.
No.
Yeah. Or 1989? What did I say?
What did I say originally? 1989.
1989. Yeah. This guy got Taylor Swift on the mind, you know?
Yeah.
Just, I can't stop thinking about her.
1998?
1989. That's when she was born.
It's my favorite album by her. By her. But not your favorite album.
No. Nowhere close.
Just want to be clear. Just want to be clear for any potential Swiftie in the crowd. It is not.
Nowhere close. Not even in my top 10.
Yeah.
It's a great album.
It's not even the top 1,000.
It's a great album.
It's a great album. If you are deaf.
In August of 1898, Henry Snyder fell ill with what was called heat prostration. What? Is that a hot prostate?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Prostration. No, I think that's just when you fart.
Nice.
I have heat prostration.
And when he returned to campus the following month, he was clearly not himself. On September 14th, Professor Snyder ingested a fatal dose of potassium cyanide in his Bryce Hall laboratory. This is just a lab where he studies Bryce Hall.
Yeah, the just invention of Bryce Hall.
Yeah.
Bryce Hall was actually created by academia.
This dude.
Yeah, this guy. Bryce Hall, it took 140 years to develop Bryce Hall.
Most observers at the time felt the professor had committed suicide. Later, Minnie would assert that her husband's health and mental equilibrium had been broken by overwork. But there is more to the Snyder story.
Mm.
Sometime after Henry's death, Minnie remarried.
Uh-oh.
Tying the knot with young William Pugh. Pugh had... William Pugh?
Pugh, yeah.
Pugh had frequently accompanied Minnie's numbers on his guitar. He had also been Professor Snyder's laboratory assistant and possessed, like the professor, a background in chemistry and knowledge of poisons.
Oh.
The Pubes moved to Columbus, Ohio, apparently set to live happily ever after. But in a rambling 1926 letter to Miami President Raymond Hughes, Mrs. Pugh stated that William had walked away, being tired of married life in June 1919, and left her virtually destitute. From all indications, William Pugh was never seen nor heard from again after June 1919. Was Henry Snyder's death the suicide of a despondent man, an accidental self-poisoning by a stressed-out scholar? Or do circumstances suggest something more sinister? Did Minnie know or suspect more than what she was willing to tell? And what about the mysterious Mr. Pugh?
Dude, men before 1999 were just walking out.
Walking out of what?
That's just the story of all this shit.
Oh, they just leave.
A man came and did something and then he
left.
Was never to be seen again.
I know, seriously. Yeah, you could just walk. You could just
go.
If you wanted to never be found, you could just do that.
Yeah, you go to another city and
yeah,
it's
just,
over.
Yeah, all you had to do is walk for like 3 hours and you would never be found.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I think I would have never be found today.
I mean, it's hilarious to get in a car that can only do 50 miles an hour. Just drive 8 hours somewhere and you're like, I would like to work sales.
I'm a new man.
They're like, what's your name?
Bryce Hall.
Yeah. And then that's it.
Yeah. And then you just are that.
Yeah.
And everyone at home's like, I don't know what the fuck happened to him. Did he die? No, he just was never to be found. We never found him.
That's sick.
That's fucking sick.
You just walk out of everything.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if I was just never to be found?
No, I mean.
Could you imagine?
That would suck.
If we build this whole thing and I'm just never to be found. So.
Fucking 6 years into this shit. Never to be found.
Gone.
What happened to Noel?
We went to his house. His car is gone.
He was never
gone.
To be found.
Never to be found. You couldn't do that now.
What do you mean? You couldn't find him?
No.
Never did.
Yeah.
Never could.
Yeah. You couldn't do that now. If you tried to never to be found,
no.
All it takes is a close person to be on TikTok like, I haven't seen, and then it goes viral,
yeah,
and then they're just filming random people, and before you know it, you are to be found.
Oh, yeah. Oh, within fucking 3 hours of you... Never to be found.
Yeah.
There'd be a fucking picture of you at a gas station somewhere. You know, like the picture of Harry Styles with the buzz cut?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's just so funny.
He's a white supremacist now?
Yeah, dude. Skinhead.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's a new case.
The case of...
Harry Styles browsing 4chan. He's on poll and he's like... I kind of agree.
Yeah.
I like all these clever slurs they've come up with. That's not how he sounds. Where's he from? I don't know where he's from.
Ireland, I think. No? He's not Irish?
No, he's English.
Oh, I'm thinking of Niall. He's from London.
Oh, so he's posh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I quite like these slurs they've come up with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think I'll shave my head. I do like the way they speak about these people.
But you didn't see the picture of him?
No.
In the stadium?
No.
It's just funny because like...
Wait, did this...
You know he just tried to like absolutely keep that the most secret you could ever keep anything.
Oh, yeah?
And like somebody got this.
Oh,
actually,
wow.
He doesn't really look like he's being that careful.
Yeah, he's kind of in public.
There's like 5 other phones directly around him. Oh, is that real?
I think this was fake.
I would hope so.
Yeah, he doesn't really have the hairline for it, does
this
he?
This dude has got a Megamind hairline.
Anyway, suicide.
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, wait. That's what I'm saying. So if you were never to be found, there'd be a picture of you like this 3 hours later.
Yeah.
From a gas station.
Dog, picturing the Stan account that posted this, just some fucking girl with Cheetos all over her face. Like,
no, dude, you know what it is? She's on the opposite side of the stadium and she's using the 3x zoom.
Yeah.
And then there's one of her friends doing the 3x zoom on her phone to get it even closer.
Dude, these posts.
What's with the text on this? Why is the text even blurry?
Because you got to make it stand out amongst the others. What riveting commentary does this 15-year-old have on a bald head? So, this guy looks like my dad. Oh.
Man, this picture is hilarious. He's got to use this as an album cover. It would be so good, dude.
Just that square pixel in the middle of white.
By the way, Taylor is standing next to him.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, thank God. Well, it looks like they solved that case. Yeah, actually, this is how you would get found.
Yeah.
A bunch of fucking Stan account users.
Yeah.
Folding out their hand. We have to find this man.
Never to be found, my ass.
He looks underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. He looks like cryogenically frozen. Yeah,
submersible. Yeah.
Harry seen in a private submarine. Harry, no.
Harry. Yeah, you couldn't even never to be found in a fucking submersible, you know?
Yeah.
You'd still be found. Yeah, those guys were trying to never be found.
There's a headline the other day. Human remains discovered.
That's what I'm saying.
What fucking asshole is down there with the scuba gear just picking up a skull like, "Oh yeah, that's him.
I found you.
That motherfucker right there. Look at that. We got teeth and everything." Hey, who am I? Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Did this break Harry fans' hearts?
Yes.
Yes.
Harry, don't do it. I shaved my head, and it all went downhill for me, man.
Damn. All right, next one.
Yeah, wait, so this guy, so...
He killed himself.
Nah, dude, I think...
I ruled it a suicide.
Nah, I think Mr. Pugh shoved cyanide.
Yeah, I think actually that's probably the best explanation for
it. Because again, that's an easy time to kill someone.
Yeah, and he was definitely fucking around with Minnie.
Yeah.
And he's like a disgruntled, like, you know, he's probably like, he's fucking his boss's wife. And his boss is probably on his ass about shit, too.
Yeah.
So he's like, I hate my boss. I'm already fucking his wife.
I don't want to make Bryce Hall.
Yeah, exactly. He's already cool enough.
This project is fucking stupid.
He's done.
Yeah.
He's finished.
He's finished.
No, we have more work to do.
What more work?
He's not douchey enough.
I'm putting cyanide in your coffee.
Yeah.
I think you put... Isn't cyanide just tasteless? Tasteless?
I don't know.
Can you look it up?
Should we try it?
It smells like almonds.
Should we try it? Should we do hot ones with cyanide?
Yeah.
All right, question one.
Almond ones. It smells like almonds?
Yeah.
Cyanide is sometimes bitter described almonds. As having a bitter almond smell, but does not always give off an odor, and not everyone can detect it. So, can you imagine putting cyanide in hot sauce?
Yeah.
You killed Jeff Goldblum live on a fucking camera? He's like...
Yeah, I'm making music.
Yeah. Okay, Jeff, speed round. Ready? What'd you say? Oh, yeah,
Luke,
how do
you
know
about
that,
a
dude?
Shit? You know about like...
Yeah, I did a project on cyanide in high school.
Oh, is that when you killed your teacher?
No, he's totally fine.
JK.
Don't ask.
He's totally good. He can't talk about it.
Yeah.
He can't think about it, but...
Welcome back to Poison Ones.
Yeah, Poison Ones.
Welcome back to Poison Ones. All right.
Miss Clarkson, we've laid out 10 wings and one of them has cyanide.
Yeah. Answer honestly and you get the antidote.
This is just Saw?
Yeah, we should. Yeah, I guess it is kind of like Saw.
Yeah. Imagine if that's who was Jigsaw the whole time. It was Sean Evans. Posty, in real life, you're loved, you're adored. It's time to put some trauma into that brain.
Yeah.
Harry's new buzz cut.
Let's play a game.
Hey, this is Harry's
Explain
new buzz cut.
Explain this gram.
What type of gram is he talking about? Shit.
Sean Evans' new buzz cut.
Sean Evans' new buzz cut, and it's Harry Styles with the top of his skull lopped off.
What?
Well, if Sean Evans is Jigsaw, yeah, just showing off his work.
Yeah.
Sean Evans' new buzz cut. Bro. That picture of Sean is so good.
It's just a normal picture of him.
But just the look in his eyes.
Yeah.
He looks devious.
Yeah, he does. There's cyanide on one of these wings.
Yeah. I have a gun under the table.
I have a gun, yeah. That's the real hot ones. They're all nervous because they know there's a pistol pointed at their dicks.
Hot ones. I love your work. I also have a Glock with an extended mag with hollow tips. And when they hit your body, trust me, they are hot. Damn, look at Sean, man. Let's take a minute. Can we go back to Harry's new buzz cut?
Silence.
I just want to know that this is Harry's new buzz cut.
That is Harry's new buzz cut. And that's Sean's new buzz cut.
Dude, that's an insane power that you can shave your head and people worldwide fell to their knees.
Yeah, I know.
David Beckham.
What?
David Beckham.
David Beckham. Yeah, but he looked good with the buzz cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we discussed that, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, Harry don't really have the hairline for it.
I've always thought that he was balding. Like, when he had super long hair,
yeah,
that was when it was most noticeable, I thought. And I was like, this motherfucker, he's like, you know, he's like the number one, like, sexiest guy in the world. But I think he's balding.
Yeah, Bex had the hairline for it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I was able to go bald. I got the line for it. If my shit was...
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I could ever do it.
Yeah, nah.
I don't think I could ever do it because it just, that would be so apparent.
You and Harry would be looking crazy.
That's what I'm saying. I think we have the same hairline, me and Harry.
Yeah. I think Hair Bear's gone to Turkey. That's a case. That's a mystery right there.
Maybe that's why he did it.
Is Harry Styles taking a trip to Turkey?
That could be it. He's for sure bald. What's that? What is that a picture of?
Man, I'm so...
What?
Dude.
This is him in concert, and there were a lot of TikToks showing that like it looked like he was wearing a toupee, and it was coming off.
That's so wild to have all these women fans, and then you're rocking out on stage, and they go, that motherfucker's bald.
Yeah. By the way, is that Brooke?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Brooke.
It looks exactly like her.
He's That's fucking really- shit bald.
All right, should we move on to the next case here? We already solved this. Harry Styles is a
skinhead. I was just going to say, what's his name? Henry Snyder? I don't hear any snide comments about this.
Who?
This stupid case that we just
read. Oh, yeah, okay.
This guy got killed by Minnie Mouse. We didn't factor that in.
Yeah, that's true. Minnie? Crazy name.
Dude, Florence Pugh killed Henry Snyder.
Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh's father killed Henry Snyder.
Let's do the Leatherman.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just thinking about 1898. Who even knew about poison in 1898?
Yeah.
Can I just get a quick, what did people wear in 1898? That helps me image what time period we're talking about.
Oh my God.
Is this when they made women walk around in BDSM? Corset
like corsets and shit.
Yeah. If you're a lady going outside, make sure you can't breathe, you can't walk. We want to reduce your lung capacity so you can't say much.
They're riding bikes, though.
Those are scooters, no?
Are they? They look like fun, whatever it is. This is, oh, yeah. Look at
this
that.
This is crazy. They made them dress like fucking barbershop quartets.
Yeah. Totally. excuse me. That's pretty fire, actually.
I'm sure it sucks shit to wear.
Probably hot as hell.
Can't 9, breathe.
9,000 layers.
Dude, they got to wear those wrist straps. Yeah. This is when they got to take a night off. All right, you can wear 4 layers.
Like, sweatpants just, like, didn't exist.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh,
you either were naked or you were wearing this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. The next and most interesting case.
A mysterious leather-clad man wandered the U.S. for decades, identity unknown. You want to take this one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, we didn't follow up on?
What?
So we joked about the GIMP guy being named Josh, and that ended up being his real name.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We got it right.
Oh, yeah, there's a tweet about him
that
I saw. Look at this. Actually, maybe we should do a follow-up.
Somerset GIMP banned from wearing a GIMP suit in public and crawling and wriggling or writhing on the ground for 5 years.
Oh, man, free my man.
Yeah. No, lock up my man.
No, free the GIMP. He didn't do nothing.
No, tie up my GIMP.
yeah, lock him up, actually. Yeah. That's what he wants.
Yeah, yeah. Wrap up my GIMP.
Yeah.
Look at that smug smile. Yeah, evil Sean Evans.
Yo, GIMP's new buzz cut.
GIMP's new buzz cut.
Yeah, dude, that's such a funny punishment. All right, no writhing on the ground for 5 years. You're banned. Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on, it's my passion. Joshua Hunt, a self-employed gardener from Cleaverham, North Somerset, had been linked by police to 25 incidents
across the county, Claverham,
over the past 5 years, and he no longer can do it.
Where is can you point me where North Somerset is? Are we talking about the north?
North Somerset.
Are we in North Somerset? What's the next? Oh, it's near Bristol. Oh, it's south. No, it's south, yeah. Next to Cardiff.
Yeah, okay, we're not like those people from Wales, fucking sheep in that.
Yeah.
We're southy.
Okay, let's do this one because it's connected.
Yeah, so back to the mysterious case of the Leatherman. The Leatherman was a particular vagabond who was famous for wearing his handmade leather clothes and traveled an annual route between the Connecticut River and the Hudson River, roughly from 1857 to 1889. His repeating voyage took him to certain towns in western Connecticut and eastern New York, and he would return to each town every 34 to 36 days. Living in rock shelters, he stopped at towns along his 365-mile loop for food and supplies. It was unclear what he did for work. One shopkeeper kept a record of his usual store order. One loaf of bread, a can of Somerset sardines. No, it's just a can of sardines.
Yeah.
1 pound of fancy crackers, a pie, 2 quarts of coffee, 1 gill of brandy, and a bottle of beer.
Did you mean Summerstrom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
An article from the Burlington Free Press dated April 7th, 1870 refers to him as the, quote, leather-clad man and states that he rarely spoke and that when people addressed him, he would simply speak in monosyllables.
What does that mean? What's a monosyllable?
Is that one-word answer?
Ah. Oh.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Yeah.
That's hard as hell. Hmm. A word consisting of only one syllable.
Yeah.
So you could say yes, no. Okay. Jump, buy, heat, sure, cough. You could say a lot, actually.
Also, he spoke like a caveman.
Yeah. Jizz, cum, boobs. Well, I'm just saying, does it balls come? Or does it come?
Fart.
Yeah. Puss.
Dick butt.
Well, you could say dick. Yeah. Dick butt.
Cold. Hungry.
Hungry? No, that doesn't count. That's two syllables.
Oh, yeah.
Hung.
Hung.
Dick. Suck. Please.
Penis. Penis. Blow.
Need. To. Bust. Saying sentences.
Yeah. I. Very horny.
Okay. According to rumors,
I bust quick on face now. Please.
I'm about to bust.
I about to bust.
I love the way you talk in monosyllables.
I come.
No. Fat nut. According to rumors, he was from Picardy, France. Even though he was fluent in French, he communicated mostly with grunts and gestures. Rarely using the little English that he knew. When asked about his background, he would abruptly end the conversation. Damn.
That's crazy.
Yo, so what's up with your background, by the way?
No. Hey, bus. Now, where are you from? Just out of there.
Dips. Never to be found.
Yeah, never to be found. Never to be found.
The Connecticut Humane Society had him arrested and hospitalized in 1888, which resulted in a diagnosis of sane except for an emotional affliction. What the fuck disease is that?
Sane except for an emotional affliction? What is an emotional affliction?
I feel like that's everyone nowadays.
Can you look up the etymology of emotional affliction?
Just like brokenhearted or something? Is that what that means?
Is that like an evolution of heretic? Mental affliction.
That just means you have like a fatigue, guilt, and aggression.
So he's depressed?
Yeah, he's sane. He's cool. He's sane, except for...
He's just depressed.
Just like, yeah.
It's kind of a bad vibe.
Yeah, bad vibe. After which he was released as he had money and desired freedom. Even upon his death from cancer in 1889, the Leatherman's true identity remained unknown and is still a mystery to this day. Who was the Leatherman, and why did he remain clad in leather and removed from society? Where did he get his money to purchase food and survive blizzards and the harsh winters?
I think he was a rich kid who wanted to reject his awesome upbringing. So he came up with this art project to dedicate his life to, and no one gave a shit about it.
Oh, okay. That's yeah. Oh, this is a picture of him?
Yeah.
My man. Punch in?
I take it back.
He does not.
He might be the first one to discover meth.
You think that's what it is?
I think that's how he got back and forth on those 365 miles.
Yeah. He's just going on quests.
And that's why he can only speak in one word. They're like, are you okay? He's like, copper.
Copper.
Oh, that's two. Copper. Matt. Food now. That dude's got some pies
ice.
For hands, man.
Ice. Smoke.
Yeah, smoke.
Snort.
Pook. In high. Pipe.
High.
The Leatherman Circuit. They should turn this into a Formula One race.
The Leatherman.
We're here at the lovely Leatherman Circuit this afternoon for a riveting race. 365 miles of flat-out action. Once traversed by one of the most disgusting men in history, we are back with the most vile and evil in motorsport.
And then they all have to wear that in the cars?
Yeah.
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 Look at this dude. Holy fuck. He's coming out of the forest like, I need to bust. Yeah.
Bust time.
It's busting time.
Harry's new buzz cut.
What'd you say?
Harry's new buzz cut. Bro, this guy is a shaman. What the fuck? They let this guy in a store?
Yeah, seriously. What is this?
Now people are redoing his route, dressing like him and trying to live that life.
No, I think they're on meth too.
Yeah. Seriously.
Literally and figuratively. They're on second meth. Damn. Meth 2.0.
I kind of want to do his route. Run it?
Yeah, run it. Yeah.
The Leatherman's Marathon?
Run it. Sorry, man. I'm just laughing at how even in 2023, you can look like the Leatherman and still get coffee.
Yeah.
You're still going to Starbucks looking like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me get a black coffee. After 9 days and 343 miles on Saturday, 23rd March 1st, on what? The 23rd of March, I completed a loop on foot back to where I had started at the grave of an unknown vagabond.
Oh, really? Wow. 340 miles in 9 days? What is that per day? Let's do some tit math here.
If it's 300 divided by nine,
that would be
about like 30 some per day.
36, 38. Yeah. Wow. Pretty close.
Yeah. Well, because 3 times 3 is 9.
That's pretty solid.
40 miles a day.
Yeah.
Dude had to be on meth.
For sure.
No shot. Because even Coke, like Coke wears out.
Yeah.
Like even if he was getting, you know, cocaine dabbled coffee, that's not enough.
Yeah, but I think meth does the same thing. Short-lived. What's a drug that like PCP or some shit?
That's what I'm thinking.
Something that like lasts a while.
Yeah. How long does PCP work in your body? I'm trying to run a marathon. Do they drug test for like the Ironman and stuff? Oh, you could just fully load up.
Yeah, I think you would die. I think your heart would explode.
Oh, just a little of PCP?
I don't know if PCP like energizes you. It probably does, actually. The amount of like naked dudes on the street that are like lifting up cars and stuff like that.
It's hilarious. Google trying to tell me what drugs to take.
Help is available.
No one from that hotline can help me punch through this fence right now. How long does it last in your body? Maybe, yeah.
Search. Yeah, how long does P or search Reddit afterwards? Afterwards.
No, man.
Recovering PCP.
PCP addict. High. There we go.
How does it feel? Ket doesn't exist in America, you unlucky fucks. It's everywhere in the UK.
This is old.
To me, it feels like getting ultimately blackout drunk, yet you are not nauseous, and it does not affect negatively. It does not affect you negatively in any way.
Oh,
we should
okay.
do this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I've tried DXM, and it made me horribly nauseous and throw up for hours and see little toy knives in my vision. There's a Venn diagram with its effects, and if you try different analogs of PCP, they all have more or less attributes of these. I've tried three. Okay, well, what the fuck are we doing? This is not related.
Sorry, I'm just wanting to know. Yeah, maybe Leatherman was just, you know, a displaced Frenchman and athletic.
I think there are dudes like this that exist today.
Yeah.
There are people, I know, like my parents met one, like, you know, that do like the Appalachian Trail just over and over. They just live on it. They go back and forth.
What?
Yeah. Like, they just live, they hike every single day, and they live out in the mountains.
How do they eat?
They stop in the towns and buy, you know, a loaf of bread
and
a can of sardines
and
a pound of crackers. But they just, that's what they do. So there's people that do this shit now.
Okay.
I don't know if they're dressed in leather, but there's probably one guy that does that.
Maybe the leather. Could leather help you survive a harsh winter?
Yeah, definitely.
It's yeah, because, yeah. Yeah, leather is warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you sit on a leather
couch. It's insulated too.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Normally it's got like.
Burn your fucking ass getting into a leather seat in the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well.
This guy's lame though. Like, find your own shit. You know what I mean? Like, you can be your own version of weird. Don't be the Leatherman. He already did that, you know?
This guy's lame, though.
Damn. All right. What's next? You want to do...
The Human Z.
All right, folks. Well, we still have a lot of cases left. We cracked a few good ones, but we have more to crack.
We have more to crack, and we're cracking them in the bonus.
Smoke crack as well in the bonus. Yep, that's a crack pipe. So Harry's new buzz cut. And Harry's new buzz cut to you.
Harry's new buzz cut.
Mm-hmm.
Harry's new buzz cut. Harry's new
that's
buzz
Harry's
cut.
That's Harry's new buzz cut. It was Harry Styles the whole time.
Yeah.
Harry.
Harry.
Harry. As always, you can go to teamgstudios.tv. to see the extended version of this, where we're going to jump into right now.
Yeah.
Goodbye and good riddance, Harry's new buzz cut.
Happy Harry's new buzz cut to you as well.
Happy Harry's new buzz cut.
Happy Harry's new buzz cut.
Are you observing?
I'm observing.
Harry's new buzz cut?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've heard that's a bank holiday now.
I'm in mourning. I'm Harry's new buzz cut.
All right. Harry's new buzz cut.
Harry's new buzz cut.
Coming up in the special extended version.
That is Joe Biden, man.
Have you ever smelled mink urine?
No.
Dude, it's irresistible. Yeah, they don't age well, do they?
No. The humanzees?
No, you gotta kill them young.
Yeah.
See it all only on TMGstudios.tv. Sign up today.